The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so the goal today is to finish the halachos of the Melachim. First, a point that we had, we were reading about the horses in Sanhedrin, in Masechta Sanhedrin 2:4, and there was this word that we didn't know. He says about the horses, that the king mutar lemelech laharbos susim kol ma sheyirtze lirkov hachayalim shlo laharbos susim b'melech mosav. So it is permissible for the king to have excessive horses as much as he wants to for his soldiers to ride on and to ride on in his wars so as to intimidate the enemy. But what the Torah prohibited is for him to have horses levatala, and then this is the word. Okay, which we were trying to be as ba'arvos. So a listener wrote in and said that it means stables. And I looked it up, and apparently it's a Tanakh Hebrew word. But check out this pronunciation. Never would have guessed this in a million years. Urvos. Okay, be'urvos. And the word in the dictionary here, urvos, this is why we couldn't find it when we looked it up, is, where did it go? I lost it now. Urva is a stable. So that's the word. So he cannot have extra horses in his stable, Levatala, Muchanim Lirkov, who behem, to like ready to ride on. So we got the idea right. We just didn't know that word. So I wanted to go back and show that. Okay. Okay. So we were up to, like, the last one we did was he shouldn't drink Derek, it's us for him to drink Derek Shichrus. And he should only be involved in Torah and Tzadik Tzibur, yeah? Okay. I was thinking about this yesterday, and like, even this, let's say, you know, obviously our kings did not have a good track record with the right? But even this, I think, even the fact that the halacha says this is a huge, it says a lot about the Torah's philosophy of monarchy. Like, you probably know this more than I do, but like, I'm sure in many, many other cultures, the king is expected to have a different set of priorities than being Osik Batorah. And like even being Osik in the Tzarchei Tzibur, I'm sure that one's more common than being Osik in Torah, but like literally for the Torah to legislate having a philosopher king, you know, even if that ideal is so rarely attained, it itself says a lot, you know? So I think that's like worth it to point out, you know, because I know, we give kings a bad rap because they were deserving of that, you know, but still. Okay, so this is a new halacha now, Vav. V'chein lo yihi shatuf benashim. You should not be steeped in women. I think steeped is the literal translation of shatuf. Afilu lo haisa lo ela achas, even if he only has one. Lo yihi matu etzla tamid kashar hatipshim. You should not frequent her constantly like the other idiots. Shnemar al titin lanashim chilacha. It says in Mishlei, in the advice this is the Divri Lemuel Melech Masa Asher Yisratu Imo. This is the, we don't know who Lemuel is, if that's a nickname for Shlomo or if that's some other king, but this is the Musar that his mom gave him. And one of the things is, Al Titein Lanashim Chilacha, don't give women your strength. Al Hasaras Libo Hikpita Torah. The Torah is makbid on his heart going astray. Shnemar V'lo Yasur Levavo, his heart should not deviate. Shalibo who lave kol kahal Yisrael. That's an interesting phrase. His heart is the heart of an entire community of Israel. Lafika dibuku hakasuv batora yeser mishar ha'am. Shnemar kol yemei chayecha. Therefore, the Torah, what does that even mean? The Torah made him cling to, so the scripture made him cling to Torah more than the rest of the people. Shnemar kol yemei chayecha, chayav, all the days of his life. Yeah. What? Yeah.
Isn't it say a safe thing by Shema?
Are you thinking of? Are you thinking of the thing we quote in the Haggadah Shel Pesach? Kol Yemei Chayecha.
Yeah, I say it's probably.
That's Lamad Tis Korsi Yom Tis Kamir Tzvi Shmaya Kol Yemei Chayecha. It's possible that it says Kol Yemei Chayecha. That's interesting. Yeah, not sure. So what do you think that means? His heart is the heart of the entire Kahal Yisrael. It's a strange one. Let's see if there's a source for that even. Or if this is from the Rambam. Vav, it does not look like there's a source there. Let's look at no Ravid, no Migdal Oz, no Radvaz, no Kesef Mishnah. no lechem mishnah, no or sameach. Of course, no yom pshuta. Sad, sad. Your kevus mishnah. Later below nashim. No. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what that is. His heart is the heart of Kol Kal Yisrael. Yeah.
So this is the full explanation. So think about and bring the symbolism of the crown.
Okay.
It's sort of like the center of the actual history of the national mascot.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. Okay, I definitely hear that, Tamara. That makes sense. I was thinking differently. I was thinking that I think yours is probably more likely than what I'm going to say, but what I'm saying is still true, which is that a person's heart is often refers to their desires, right? So the desires of the kahal are in him, you know? And I think what that means is that everyone... Like the king represents the pinnacle of the fantasies and yearnings of all of the people in the kingdom. You know, that's not, people don't view that way to our president right now, but like if the king is the person whose will is completely unfettered and has all the resources of everything. So like the way he lives is really like the ultimate expression of what people want and yearn for and like what they're striving for. Like, I think that is, you know, evident in at least the popular conception of societies where the king is a god, you know, like everyone's like aspiring to that, or not aspiring, but they crave that position, you know? And certainly like in the like indulgent, like hedonistic kings, you know, like that guy is going to be represent, he's living out what I only fantasize about, you know? So I think that is another thing that if his, therefore, if his heart goes astray, then their hearts go astray, you know? Yeah, I think both are possibilities, but I think yours makes more sense in terms of like monarchy. Mine makes more sense in terms of like the godra of the king. Okay, Kvar bi'arno, this is Zion. Kvar bi'arno shemalchi beistavi danin v'danin osan. We've me'idin alehem. So we've already explained, I think earlier in probably in Hilchos Sanhedrin or of Eidos, that malchi beistavi may judge, meaning they can serve on they can do din and we can judge them, me'idin aleihem, we can testify against them. Aval malchi Yisrael, but with malchi Yisrael, gazru chachamim shelo yadin v'lo yadanin osa. The chachamim were gozer that melech Yisrael should not judge and we shouldn't judge him. V'lo me'id v'lo me'idin alav, and he should not testify and we should not testify about him. Mipnei shelibo gaspehen, mipnei shelibo, because his heart, it looks like there's a whole discrepancy in the Nuschaos here, his heart is coarse with them. Yavu min hadavar takala v'hevset al hadas. And this is going to lead to some sort of like bad outcome with the religion. Yeah.
Given that I don't actually think there's a distinction between basis David and other Malchus and that history of doing that.
There might have been a history, but I mean, yeah.
Or so there isn't. So this more selling the creed like this many times of Yahweh, right? A.K.A. in times of Hashem, after all, David had temporarily ceased ruling. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the reason they excluded David from it was because they knew the next one would be Mashiach.
Uh-huh.
But as an otherwise, there's no actual difference why David would be more fit, be more willing to accept judgment.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I guess one of the questions would be, when did they make this gezerah, right?
Yeah.
And then when you say that we don't, what do you say that you say we don't find...
I mean, like, if you have people from Beis Dali who kill lots of people, like put Vilazar in the base of Big Dosh, which even the worst of Hashem, I don't think ever did that.
Uh-huh. Right. So you're saying, I mean, we don't have any cases where we put the Malchi Beis Dali on trial?
They put Yanai on trial, then he showed up, and they all realized this is a terrible idea.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh. Then they made the decree.
Uh-huh. And remind me again, I don't remember what the deal was with Yanai.
He was the Chashadai, he was Tzeduki.
Oh, okay.
It was like killing Purusha because he was a...
Did he have another name that he went by? Or am I mixing him up with someone else? Okay. Actually, I got to look it up really quickly. Yanai, king. King Yanai. Yehonasan. Yeah. I think, I'm not sure. Wait, is he the one who was a Kohen Gadol and became Tsuduki?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking of, yeah. Because it says, like, his father, he also served as a high priest. Interesting, yeah. Okay, interesting. Okay, so where are we now? We are here. Okay. Kol ha-mori b'melech, anyone who rebels against the king or commits treason, I guess, against the king. I don't know if you, whatever, rebels. Yesh l'melech reshus l'harga. The king has permission to kill him. Afilu gazar al echad mishar ha'am sheyelech l'malchum ploni v'lohalach. Even if he decrees on the rest of the people to go to a certain place and he doesn't go, o shelo yatza mi beso, or he does not leave his house, or he command, is decrees that he should not leave his house, v'yata, and he goes out, chayav misa, he's liable for death. V'imratza l'hargo, and if the king wants to kill him, yarog, he may kill him. Shnemar ko ish asher yamre es picha v'chulein. What's the full pasuk here? By Yehoshua, it's, I'm going to just look at the full thing here. It says, let me just go a little bit earlier here. V'ya'an es, this is in Yehoshua Aleph Tazayin, V'ya'an nu es Yehoshua lemor, kol asher tzivisanu na'ase, vel kol asher tishlachinu nelech. So the people answered Yehoshua and said, everything that you command us, that you commanded us, we will do, and everything that you send us, we will, wherever you send us, we will go. Kol asher shemanu al Moshe, just as everything we listen to Moshe, Kin Nishma Elecha, so too we will listen to you. Raki hi Hashem Elokecha imach kasher haya imoshe. Only that Hashem, your God, may be with you like he was with Moshe. Ko ish asher yamra espicha, any man who rebels against your mouth, lo yishma es tevarecha, and doesn't listen to your words, l'chol asher tzitzvenu, and everything that you command, you must, shall be put to death. Rak chazak ben matz, only be strong and courageous. Yeah. Okay, yeah, so we've seen this before, that Yehoshua had the din of a king. Okay, so then he says, oh, so that's it. That's the more din more of a machus, pretty straightforward. So to anyone who scorns the king or insults him, the king has permission to kill him. Kishimi ben Gera, like Shimi ben Gera. What was the case again with Shimi ben Gera? I know that's a famous thing.
Basically, after all, Shimi ben Gera, I think at some point started insulting David, and then later when David was coming back, Shimon ben Gera, at the lead of a Jewish congregation, publicly apologized. The way where David was, I think, effectively for political reasons, had to accept it.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Did David mention him on his deathbed? Yeah. Okay, yeah, right.
He asked Shlomo to kill him.
Yeah, right.
Shlomo told him to go someplace. They went there, but then when he left to catch a fleeing slave, Shlomo had him executed for that.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, I didn't remember something about that. All right. The king only has permission to kill with a sword, right? So that's an interesting thing also. I think the sword, there's only three ways to die by sword, to be executed by sword in Judaism. There's misa for murder. I think Irhani Dachas, if I'm not mistaken, and then Melech, or B'malchus. V'yishlo le'asor l'hakos b'shotim l'chvoda. Okay, so he can imprison people and hit them with a stick, I guess, or whip. I think a whip for his kavod. Okay, about lo yafkir mam, but he cannot make a guy's mamon hafkir. Vim hifkir har zeh gezel, and if he does that, then it's gezel, which is interesting because he could take the mamon, right? Which can't be mafkir. Yeah.
Yeah, they ask me tax, like.
Yeah, right. He can. I think he can do that. Yeah.
I can't remember because like what's an mafkir because. I feel like it. Well, a lot of the time when the base uses their hefker mamon power, it's effectively as tax.
Uh huh. Yeah, I'm not sure. But being mafkir, though, definitely is a different mechanism, though. Right? Yeah.
But I presume you can do one with the other, either way.
Yeah, you could probably accomplish the same thing. Yeah. All right. Hamavatel gezeres hamelach bishvil shnis asik b'mitzvos. Okay, so that's a good excuse, right? So if you are mevatel the gzeirah of the melech because you were involved in a mitzvah, even a light mitzvah, then you're pater. Divrei harav, divrei haavid, divrei harav kodmin, because words of the master and words of the servant, the words of the master come first, i.e. God. V'ein tzarech lomar im gazar hamelech levatel mitzvah she'ein shamin. And certainly if the king decrees to abolish a mitzvah, then you don't listen to him. Okay, kol ha'horgim nefashos, shelo Baraya Brura. So anyone who kills people, any murderer, but there's no clear-cut proof. Oh, below us. Okay, so let's say like whatever, oblo hasra, or without warning, afilu be'ed achad, even with one aid, o sone shaharag b'shkaga, that's interesting, or an enemy who killed someone unintentionally, right? I guess because you could suspect that maybe he did it intentionally. Yesh lemelech rishus la'hara goes on. The king has permission to kill them. Ulasakin ha'olam kfi masha hashat tzricha. And to repair the world, to correct society based on what the needs of the times are. And so this is like similar to the power of a Beis Din. The Beis Din has the power to do this as well. The extrajudicial killing. V'horeg rabin biyom echad. He can kill many people in one day. V'tola, and he can hang them. U'minichim tluim yamim rabin. I did not know that. He could leave them hanging for many days. L'hatil ema ulishbor yad rishe ha'olam. In order to instill dread and to break the hand of the wicked evildoers of the world. Yeah, all right. I mean, that's the difficult thing about let's say like Menashe, you know, like he killed a lot of people, but I don't think the Tanakh tells why he killed them. And I'm sure that he was putting them under like a legal, or like in service of the country, like legal framework, you know. There's the Midrash that he had Yeshayahu killed, and that was his grandfather. He put him on trial for heresy and killed him. So that's pretty, it's pretty extreme, but legally he has the right. Yeah, it's a scary thing, monarchy, you know, could do very good and very bad, but mostly very bad. Okay. I think that's going to be the end of our doing of Hilchos Melachim U'Melachamos, because the next part is about taxes. And while that's not uninteresting, I kind of want to finish up for the, well, I guess you're only going to be here for 2 days next week. I kind of want to finish up, I do want to finish up Hilchos Matanos Aniyim Perek Yud. And it's also thematically appropriate to Shavuos because it's a tzedaka. So it'd be nice to finish that up because we didn't get back to that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's stop.
Yeah. I thought can he take
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is @Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.